From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Jordan and Israel reach agreements on efforts to thwart violence in Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Saturday sketched out steps he hopes may ease tensions over a Jerusalem site holy to Muslims and Jews after weeks of violence in which dozens have died. Speaking at Amman after meeting Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordan's King Abdullah, Kerry said Israel had given assurances it had no intention of changing the status quo at the site, the third holiest in Islam. Kerry also announced an agreement to keep watch on the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known by Jews as the Temple Mount.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif. This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency, and that could really be a game changer in discouraging anybody from disturbing the sanctity of this holy site.
Violence has flared throughout Israel, Jerusalem, the occupied West Bank, and the Gaza Strip in recent weeks. In part, it has been triggered by Palestinians' anger over what they see as Jewish encroachment on the site. Egypt's leading ultra-conservative Islamist party says gunmen on a motorcycle have killed their party's secretary, who was a parliamentary candidate in the rest of northern Sinai city of El Arish. Sinai al-Nur party says in a statement that Mustafa Abdel Rahman was shot dead Saturday in front of his home as he headed out to a mosque for afternoon prayers. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels fighting under the banner of the Free Syrian Army said Russia must stop bombing them before talking about helping them. And they rejected Moscow's idea of elections they suspect are aimed at keeping President Bashar al-Assad in power. In comments marking a shift in Russia's position, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Saturday to a Russian TV audience that the Russian Air Force, which has been bombing insurgents in Syria since September 30th, would be ready to help the patriotic Syrian opposition. He also said the Kremlin wanted Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, an idea which one leading rebel called illogical and unrealistic, with so many people forced from Syria in jail or pursued by the government. In Ivory Coast, more than 6 million voters are expected to take part Sunday in the first round of the West African nation's presidential election. As campaigning ended on Friday, another candidate pulled out of the race, claiming conditions are unfair for anyone challenging President Alassane Ouattara. The 73-year-old economist, the president, head of state since 2011, said he wants a first-round knockout victory. Four women suicide bombers blew themselves up in northeastern Nigeria Saturday, killing one other person and wounding 10 when civilian guards prevented them from entering the city of Maiduguri, according to an official. The women blew themselves up when they were stopped for a body search by self-defense fighters on the outskirts of the city. Saturday morning's attack was the latest in a wave of suicide bombings blamed on the Boko Haram Islamic extremist group that have killed hundreds in recent months. Suicide bombers killed 42 people Friday in mosques in Maiduguri, the biggest city in the northeast and birthplace of Boko Haram, and Yola, 400 kilometers to the south. Nigeria's six-year-old uprising has killed about 20,000 people and driven 2.3 million people from their homes. Catholic bishops have called for a more welcoming church for cohabitating couples, gays and Catholics, who have divorced and civilly remarried, endorsing Pope Francis's call for a more merciful and less judicial church. Judgmental church. Bishops from around the world adopted a final document Saturday at the end of a divisive three-week-old synod on providing better care for Catholic families. It emphasizes the role of discernment and individual conscience in dealing with difficult family situations, a method favored by more liberal bishops. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.